This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, The Rock is in the news. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. I always like talking about The Rock. Level-headed guy. People say I kind of look like him. Call myself a chip off the old rock. Pebble. Yeah. Anyway, he's in the news. And over the weekend, and here's what this article writes. UK tabloid, The Daily Star, has taken down a story about Dwayne The Rock Johnson from their website after the actor claimed the alleged interview was 100% fabricated. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks, where we don't fabricate anything. We will analyze. We will give you what-if scenarios. I don't pretend to be the news. I'm not trying to be the news. Because there are people who listen, Kevin, you said on the radio. I go, look, I say a lot of stuff on the radio. I write a lot of things. I don't make any news. What I do is I comment on what you consider to be news. And sometimes that news turns out to be fake. People will say, you commented on a story that was, you know, found out in Snopes to be fake. And I go, okay, great. So what was my commentary? My commentary was real. I don't care about the story. That's on you. That's on you. I'm not trying to push off stuff on you. I'm telling you, guess what, folks? This is life. This is life. It's not on me. Somebody calls you, Kevin, I think such and such. I'd like your comment. I comment on that. It turns out their information was wrong. My information wasn't wrong. My comment is still as valid as it was from the moment I said it. And I've told this to Washington Post reporters, New York Times reporters, Politico. I had an interview with Politico the other day about some nonsense. I'm like, guys, look, you act as if I'm delivering news. I'm responding to what comes out.
Well, Kevin, it turned out that wasn't true.
I didn't start the rumor. What are you pointing at me for? Whatever I said about whatever you ask me, I stand by it. 100%.
Well, the information's wrong.
Okay, great. Bring me the new information, and I will give you a new comment. Rinsed off. Let's just wash it off. Okay, here's my new comment. Based on new and improved information. I'm not taking blame for this stuff. I'm an opinion person. And that's why I get to this, because here's the thing. I say this a lot, and I truly mean it. I have no animosity towards any group of people. Any group. Well, that's not totally true. As I said, I don't like people who intentionally hurt other people. I don't like pedophiles. You know, but I'm saying, without knowing what you're about, I have no animosity towards you. But I have animosity towards people who are conniving, who are scandalous, who look to create chaos, things like that. Once you reveal yourself in that way, I don't like you. But up until that point, I'm willing to give you a fair shot. Don't misunderstand me. I've got a jaundiced eye over everything now. That's just from maturing. Anyway, The Rock said the story was 100% fabricated. And it brings me back to what Justice Thomas said to me in his chambers. Kevin, the news is made up. Don't believe it. Now, this story had appeared on the cover of a tabloid. And the Rock supposedly criticized Generation Snowflake. And in the alleged interview, he expressed his support for tolerance of everyone's beliefs, but is quoted as saying, Generation Snowflake, or whatever you want to call them, are actually putting us backwards. Now, TMZ picked this up. Twitter went bananas, and people jumped all over The Rock. Oh, The Rock is now off my Christmas list. Oh, I can't stand The Rock. Oh, I'm so over The Rock. Vin Diesel's now my new hero. And it's funny to me how people are quick to do that. Well, Johnson eventually responded to the story, and he put a video out on Instagram, and he says that interview never took place. It never happened. I never said any of those words. Completely untrue. 100% fabricated. Now, it's funny to me that somebody would just make it up. But I've read articles about me, and I go, I didn't say that. I don't think that. I got called a radical. I got called a radical because I dare make a movie about police and tell it from a bit of a police perspective to say, look, we're human beings. We make mistakes. But overwhelmingly, we are good for the public. That's the movie I made. I recognize their mistakes. In the film, we highlighted them. They called me a radical conservative or something like that. It was bizarre. I'm reading this going, so, you know, the narrative is cops like to kill black people. Here's a black dude who goes, wait a minute, I've looked at the statistics and it isn't quite that way. I'd like to give a different perspective, and I'm called a radical. Anyway, it goes on to say, it's not a real Dwayne Johnson interview if I'm ever insulting a group, a generation, or anyone, because that's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what we do. And I guess we being the brand, The Rock. So, anyway, the issue I would say there is, while I respect Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, for saying, I don't insult anybody, I can tell you this. I don't insult anybody that doesn't deserve it. And I know that sounds weird.
Like, I don't kill anybody unless they deserve it.
But I'm saying, it isn't my intent to insult. My insulting is by telling you, here's what you said, here's what you did. And I say to the snowflakes out there, you people are. You're a generation I don't understand. At least the ones that are representative of you. I don't get you. I don't understand why you don't have any resolve. I don't understand why you won't stand up and say, wait a minute, this gender stuff is ridiculous. We mean toxic masculinity. I love my dad. I love my uncles. I love my brothers. I love my friends who are males. And how can there be toxic masculinity anyway in your crazy world of leftism where there are no genders? You know, challenge. Why did we stop that stuff? When did women become the all virtuous people that we had to, I believe her, no matter what? I'm sorry, I'm too old for that. I know what women do. There are a lot of generation snowflakes that are going to find out in the real world, you aren't going to be able to deal with the very world you created for yourselves. Oh, you've created a matrix, all right. Problem is, it's going to come back to, it's a steel-toed boot with a razor at the end. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that The Rock said it was a fabricated story, which goes into the fake news narrative and, in effect, validates what we already know. Short break, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm still thinking about that story about The Rock. And remember that, was it a German guy? I think he's a German guy, like Der Schlegel or something like that, who was fabricating stories. And here's The Rock saying, I never said any of the stuff they were saying I said. Whoever the writer of this story that said The Rock was criticizing the snowflake generation just made it up, according to him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It makes you wonder, what can you trust? Well, here's what you can trust. And here's where we're going to get back to. You can trust opinion. You can trust somebody saying, here's my feeling about based on this context, here's what I believe. And I'm telling you, if you go back, and I think at some point, somebody's going to go back and listen to my archives and go, who was this guy? Who was the black dude, the black Avenger, Ken Shamblin or something like that? He reached out to me on Facebook, and we've yet never talked, but people go, Kevin, you remind me of that guy. You know, which I take as an amazing compliment, because he's a sharp guy. The clips I've ever heard of his show, he's a sharp, sharp dude. Kind of reminds me of Larry Elder. Very good guy. But, you know, Ken Hamblin, yeah, that's his name. And, you know, Ken reached out to me, And people go, oh, whatever. Look, here's what I can tell you. I don't have to know Ken. Ken reacted to what was going on in the world. He came at it from his perspective. He felt as if his perspective was correct in the sense that it wasn't meant to harm anyone. It had no malice. I have no malice against anybody. I'm telling you, I know some of the freakiest. There is nothing the left can show me that I really haven't seen or experienced. It's very little. You know, I know what's out there, and I choose to avoid it. It's like a friend of mine from church who said he's got a sexual addiction problem. He goes, man, Kevin, I just don't look at women. I just bounce. He calls it bouncing. He goes to a pretty woman, and boop, his eyes just bounce, and he just puts it out of his head. Because he goes, I don't want any issues at all. I don't want to lust. I mean, it's just a pip, pip. And I've seen him do it. If you introduce him to your wife and she's beautiful, he'll make a quick, oh, hey. And then he averts his eyes and he just kind of looks back at you and all that. And if he talks to her, he's looking away. I mean, it's strange. And I know it drives people, you know, it's kind of a little off-putting at times, but that's his way of coping. I think he should do more. You know, he should figure something else out. But, you know, whatever works. But here's my point to that story. This is a guy that I absolutely adore and respect. He admits his problem. He tells you, here's my problem. Right? He's not trying to hide it from you. That's his truth. And so there you go. Deal with his truth. But, you know, these leftists are just interesting. Interesting stuff. Hey, President Trump says he's got some news that's going to be coming out about this whole investigation. I'm telling people all the time, I think President Trump knows a lot more than he's letting on. He's got to figure out when to strategically let information out. But you can't watch Mueller do what he's tried to do to President Trump and not have some animosity, you know, not say, oh, I'll get you at the right time. What I admire most about Trump, I know this will sound a little weird, but I admire his restraint. I know people, restraint. He's on Twitter. He's doing. I'm telling you, if you went after me to the degree that you've gone after him, I'm telling you right now, it would be a different story. I'd be slugging it out with people. So I really do. I admire his restraint, it's particularly when it comes to the Russian thing, because it's a farce, you know, and he just keeps saying the same thing. And I think he's got information that could prove it. I think that he's saying, I don't know. You know, knowing what these people will try to do to me if I release it in a particular way, we're going to be very careful. And I think he's being deliberate, but I think he's got a lot. He knows what's going on. And we're going to get to that because this FBI probe on him just has me, I'll be honest, I'm perplexed. I don't know why people aren't in prison over this. Anyway, the Democrats are still freaking out over the potential for Donald Trump to say we're going to declare the border a national emergency. Look, the amount of money we're talking about for the border wall, quite frankly, is laughable. We're talking about a $3+ trillion deficit and budget, and these guys are going, you want to build a wall for $5 billion? I went over numbers the other day about how much money we give to different countries, how much we've given from 2000 to 2016. It's billions of dollars. Over $100 billion. And some of the countries don't even like us. And that didn't include all the money we've given away. What about the money we give to the UN, to the IMF, and the, you know, the World Bank, and all this? Look, it's peanuts to allocate $5 billion to protect our border. What's the principle to not do it? We'll find out. Did we play that Van Jones thing on the shutdown? Van Jones talking about the human factor. Will we have time? No, you know what? I'll come back in with it because I don't think it's going to be. I think it's long enough. Not going to be long enough. And let's do the Pelosi talking about the road to pave the roads for illegals.
Because he knows we all support border security and that there's a better way to do it. He talks about drugs coming into the country. 90% of the drugs come in through the ports of entry. So what we are proposing is to build the infrastructure of the ports of entry, strengthen that, the ports of entry. Spend the money, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but accessible to have the scanning technology to scan cars coming through for drugs, contraband of any kind, weapons even. repair the roads that facilitate immigration and trade in those regions. The positive, shall we say, almost technological wall that can be built is what we should be doing. I don't even know if the president wants the wall. I think he just wants a debate on the wall.
Gotta love Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Doesn't even know if he wants the wall. No, he campaigned on it. He's not trying to build it. He's not trying to get funding. He shut the government down for fun. I don't even know if he wants it. And I love how we'll build this technological wall. Because, you know, the Democrats do support border security because they don't care about valid voter ID. They certainly show that they don't care if you rush the border. Currently, they've got very few real barriers and they don't want to provide funding. They've talked about it for decades and done nothing. I mean, I could go on. There's many things that show that they don't support border security, but what does Pelosi say? We support it. And then I love this. 90% of drugs come in through ports of entry. That's a lie. It's a blatant lie. Number one, you don't know. Because they don't know how many drugs are coming in through tunnels. They don't know how many drugs have gotten in from what they've caught. And, oh, by the way, most of the drug dealers know not to bring the drugs in through the port of entry. It's ridiculous. But she says, no, let's scan the cars. That'll do it. We'll scan some cars. We'll put some tech in there. Yeah, because, you know, that's what criminals do. They, you know what? Let's put our product in harm's way. People are crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill continue for Attorney General nominee William Barr. During that hearing, Barr says he will not be bullied.
I am not going to do anything that I think is wrong, and I will not be bullied into doing anything I think is wrong by anybody.
Barr was also asked if he believes Special Counsel Robert Mueller is involved in a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone the President, Congress, and the American people that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Congressional Democrats rejected President Trump's invitation to a lunch meeting at the White House to discuss border security. Negotiations are continuing over a bid to keep Sears open and operating. Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert is now offering more than $5 billion for the bankrupt company, a deal that would keep hundreds of stores open across the nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Because he knows we all support border security and that there's a better way to do it. He talks about drugs coming into the country. 90% of the drugs come in through the ports of entry. So what we are proposing is to build the infrastructure of the ports of entry, strengthen that, the ports of entry. Spend the money, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, but accessible to have the scanning technology to scan cars coming through for drugs, contraband of any kind, weapons even. Repair the roads to facilitate immigration and trade in those regions.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I didn't touch on that last part. Nancy Pelosi says, let's pave the roads for the illegals. And for trade, let's pave the roads. Where is she? What kind of roads does she think our truckers are trucking on? Dirt roads? Wow, let's pave the roads and for the illegals. It sounds like a Bob Dylan. Pave the roads for the illegals. God, these people are crazy. Pave the roads. In that same press conference, Pelosi talks about dismissing the deaths that happened in America because of illegals. These are the people that will tell you if it will just save one life. And she dismisses the deaths. Wow. It's fun to watch them. Van Jones wanted to humanize the shutdown. And, let me do the housekeeping. So you listen to Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Van Jones wants to humanize the shutdown and make us feel sorry for these government workers that have been impacted by this shutdown. And I just want to play his clip. This is an intro to his show. Now, this is a guy who just gave Donald Trump credit for criminal justice reform. This is the Jekyll and Hyde, or the Heckle and Jide, version of Democrats. They don't know what to like. Donald Trump, Van Jones knows that it is necessary for the president to make his point. So do the Democrats. All the Democrats know. President Trump is saying, I'm going to protect American citizens. And because they haven't done it in the past, and these are people that have been on both sides of this issue, they no longer like it because I'm the one in charge. I'm going to shut down the government because I know the game that's being played. And so Van Jones decides he's going to play the game with him. So here's the clip.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Van Jones. Welcome to the Van Jones Show. We are back just in time for more chaos, all right? President Trump started 2019 by promptly dividing the country with more fear-mongering, more falsehoods, and now we are in the longest-running government shutdown ever. And, you know, the politics are ugly, but the human impact is even worse. This week, hundreds of thousands of federal workers did not get paid. They literally got checks with zeros on them. That's insulting. Imagine if you hadn't gotten a paycheck since mid-December. That's what these workers are dealing with. Take a listen.
Our childcare payment is more than our mortgage. We're already stretched thin with that, and without the paycheck, it's just almost an impossible situation.
I have enough for one more mortgage payment, and I got to go to CarMax tomorrow and sell my car.
I picked up a secondary job driving Uber, just so I know that when I don't get paid next week and my mortgage is due, or my food, I got to put food on the table, or PG&E is going to cut off my power for lack of payment, I've got to have something there.
Boo-hoo-hoo. I would have a lot more sympathy if they could find better examples. First of all, let's talk about what Van Jones says. The president is bringing more chaos, right? There's more chaos, obviously. So we've got that. He's dividing the country. He's fear-mongering and creating falsehoods. So he's fear-mongering and he's lying. So here, how is he fear-mongering? Because he says we need a border wall? Something that every other person that Van Jones knows and loves has said, but he's fear-mongering, and he's creating falsehoods. I'd love to know how. What falsehoods? They don't exist, and Van Jones isn't going to be challenged because it's his show, it's CNN, and nobody cares. So what he lies? Donald Trump wants to do what a president is supposed to do. But then he says, these people, hundreds of thousands of them, receive checks with zeros. He wants you to believe that they're not going to get paid. And they want you to believe that, oh, woe are we, because we didn't get our paychecks. I said earlier in the broadcast, no offense, if you've been working for the government for as long as most of those bureaucrats have, and you don't have enough money saved, I know they're getting overpaid, and you don't have any money saved, I don't feel any sympathy for you. I had a sister-in-law when I was married the first time, and my sister-in-law needed to borrow like $500 or something. And I said, okay, well, we'll loan you the money. We got it. And so I said to her sister, my wife at the time, I said, hey, you know, I can't believe your sister's like 28 years old and she doesn't have $500. You know, this, that, and the other. So I talked to her. I said, hey, I said, listen, we're happy to loan you this money. But I said, I see a pattern with you, and it's an easy pattern to break. I said, you go out every weekend, and you spend about $150 drinking and smoking. So that's it, because you made decent money. I said, that's $600 a month in a four-week month, and you do it every weekend. It's not. She goes, you're right, you're right. I said, if you gave up one of those things, if you cut back on just a couple of drinks, I go, you could put $50 a month away easily, and you never have to ask us for money. I said, now here's the thing. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty about asking us for money. It's not that. I just think that you're a young woman, single mom. You, number one, it would be good for you to be more responsible, but you should be wanting that independence that comes from knowing I have this money in the bank. And I said, look, it may seem little at first, but you'll have it. If you start saving now, you'll have it. You're right, Kevin. You're right. You're right. It wasn't a hot year later. Can I borrow $500? I went, I chuckled at her, and she went, I know, you told me to save them. And I went, I did. So we loaned her $500 more bucks, and she's in the same cycle. It's never going to change. But anyway, Van Jones goes on to say, imagine if you hadn't gotten a paycheck. The people who are the entrepreneurs who can imagine all the time what it's not like to get a paycheck, let me tell you something. I went 2 years without getting a paycheck when I started my own company. 2 years. And my third year, I took $1,000 a month. And I'm not talking about the dark ages, folks, where that, oh, $1,000 a month back in the 20s, Kevin, that was a lot of money. No, $1,000 a month, I mean, it wasn't enough to pay my bills, but it was make do, you know. But I took $1,000 a month. That's it. And 2 years I worked for zero when I was building that company. And let me tell you, I had the biggest belly aching group of people. I hired people that worked for me. That did not, they were, one guy, I can tell you specifically, he was making $35,000 a year as an engineer. I hired him. when he got up to like 110,000 or something like that, and he bellyached the entire time he worked for me. When I brought him on, I told him point blank, I said, hey, I can pay you $1,000 a month to start. And if you earn your keep, I'll raise it. By the time he left me, or I closed the business, sold it, he was making $110,000. And in the 6 months he worked for $1,000 a month that he agreed to, this dude complained the entire time. Then he complained the entire time when he got his raises. And I just sat there going, you got to be kidding me. And it was that way for a lot of employees. I learned a lot in that business, I'll tell you that. But I want to go back to what one of those people said, one of the people who was complaining about not getting a paycheck. They said, our health care payment is more than our mortgage. That's what a lady said. I don't know if you caught it. She said, our health care payment was more than our mortgage. And I thought to myself, Van Jones could have stopped right there and said, hey, how's that happen? How's that possible? Because of Obamacare. She's telling you, Obamacare, under Obamacare, my health care payment is more than my mortgage. She's like, I'm more worried about my health care. But he didn't fixate on that. Another person says, I have enough for one more mortgage payment, then I got to go to CarMax and sell my car. Do you believe that? Do you honestly believe that? A person, sell what car? A car that you've had, that you've been, rehabbing, or, you know, what do they call it? You know, like a classic car? Because you're not selling your way to get to and from work. You're not selling your way to take the kids to soccer. It's ridiculous. But they want us to believe these people, oh, they're struggling. Woo! It's going to be a struggle. If Donald Trump doesn't turn on the spigot, what's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen. People in the government are going to have to figure out what to do the same way you and I had to figure out what to do during the era of nothingness, the era of zero, a.k.a. the era of Obama. Because baby black Jesus had a lot of people feeling exactly what some of those people are supposedly feeling. One guy actually says this, I actually had to go pick up a new job. What? You had to go get another job? You had to go do something extra? You had to figure it out? Sorry, Mr. Government employee, that you couldn't figure this, you know, that we couldn't just take care of you. These people are clowns, and they have gotten used to us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We got a lot to talk about. A lot of people have declared that they're going to be running as Democrats in 2020. Exploratory committees and things like that. So we'll give you a list of the leftist clowns that have thrown their clown shoes and noses into the rings or their wigs or whatever. They're all, as far as I'm concerned, they're all John Wayne Gacy relatives because they're murderous clowns. That's what leftists are. They're murderous clowns. They won't admit to it, but they are. They watch people die in America. They don't care. They endorse certain deaths. Man, pretty bad people. That's what they are. They live among us and pretend that they care about us, but they don't. Anyway, Donald Trump has done something kind of interesting. He's done a lot of things interesting. But one of the things that he did recently had to do with the pullout in Syria. And They said, I'm reading this, it says, in two tweets on Sunday, Mr. Trump said he did not want the Kurds to provoke Turkey either, but he essentially warned the Turkish government that if you do anything that undermines what we've done in Syria, we're going to ruin your economy. And immediately, I thought to myself, Kevin, you're so good. That's right, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. See, I warned people in a good way. I said Donald Trump is not a warmonger. Not at all. Donald Trump has the biggest military in the history of man right at his fingertips. And no, I'm not talking about the ones that have the tanks and the missiles and the satellite systems and the drones and all that. No, I'm talking about the United States economy. That is the biggest military weapon on the planet in the history of man. It is what keeps China at bay, Russia at bay, all the other countries at bay that want to do us harm. It's what makes other people take pause when they decide how they're going to plot against America. Because a plot against America is a plot against every nation's economy to the tune of about 25%. 325, 30,000 people or so generate 25% of the world's wealth. That's what we consume and generate. What are you going to do to us? Who's going to replace it? Let's say you were to wreak havoc. You were to put the United States in a crisis where we were dying. We had disease and pestilence and little babies with flies around their faces and their little distended bellies and all that stuff, right? People dying in the streets is an Armageddon, as Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats say. I want you to imagine that world. Nobody's going to ship us aid, number one. But then, who takes up the slack? Who takes up the slack? If we aren't manufacturing things and using things and dictating how the world works in a peaceful and efficient manner, who's going to do it? You think China's going to do it? You think Russia's going to? Yeah, they have the moral compass to do that, correct? All those countries. Who's going to do it? Venezuela? No. How about Cuba? Oh, even better yet, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. Oh, no, let's put it in the hands of the French. They can't even run their own country. So who's going to do it? Nobody. The United States is here for stability. It is ordained by God to do what it does. Anyway, it goes on to say, U.S. forces have fought alongside a Kurdish military in northern Syria against the Islamic State. Turkey, however, regards the People's Protection Units, that they call them the YPG, as terrorist. President Erdogan, or whatever, I forget how to say his name, but Erdogan, has spoken angrily about American support for the group and vowed to crush it. Turkey's foreign minister has said the country will not be deterred by any threat. Mr. Trump's comments on Sunday followed further criticism of his abrupt decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria. And what's interesting about the withdrawal from Syria is let's just do a little test here on the Kevin Jackson Show. I'll tell you what I know about Syria. You ready? Okay, I just did. I know very little. Neither do most of you. Neither do the harshest critics of President Trump. They know very little. And here's another one of these interesting little factoids. The people that are against Trump on getting out of Syria were for pulling out of Syria under Obama. These are the anti-war folks. You don't see, what's that, Cindy Meehan or whatever, who protests the war? You don't see her thanking President Trump for pulling troops out. You don't see that. Now, in the two-year period that Donald Trump is president, he kicks the crap out of ISIS. He's got the world fighting against him. And he did it in a very interesting way. The same way he's dealing with Turkey right now. He says, if you condone terror in any way, you will be off limits to the United States economy, nor will we help you. I'm talking about, we're not going to invest in your countries. We're going to tell our friends and allies, if you do business with them, you're not going to do business with us. And in that small amount of time, using the biggest weapon that we currently have in the history of man, the United States economy, the president has kicked the crap out of ISIS. And he's saying, okay, we can now let people start handling their own scandals because they don't need us to interfere. We don't know enough about what's going on. If we'd had a real government during the era of baby black Jesus, I would give us more credit. But we have a spy agency that was more, you know, had probably more interest in getting rid of making sure Hillary Clinton won than it did in really understanding the world situation. I don't think many people would disagree with that. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, KJRadio.com, giving you my opinion of things. And I'll tell you this, we don't know anything about Syria. Not enough. Not you, not me, not the naysayers of Trump. And the very people that are criticizing Trump wanted Barack Obama to pull out of Syria. They wanted us to mind our own business. And let me say something. There are many people that talk about the colonialization and the white man is always intruding. And when Donald Trump says the white man's going to pull out, then they go, why is the white man not intruding? Why is Donald Trump pulling out of Syria? It's a bad move. I can't believe it. Oh, my gosh. Well, there is that colonialization thing. Why should we be over there messing in their business, peeing in their punch bowl? They don't have an answer for that. So even the Saudi, here's what they said. A senior figure in the Saudi Arabia's royal family, Prince Turki Al-Faisal, said it would be a negative impact, that it would benefit Iran, Russia, and Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. So they've got Pompeo. He's over in Saudi talking to them about whatever he's talking about. I don't know. I could speculate that he's saying, hey, you guys need to keep your mouth shut. I don't know what you're used to doing, but we don't have any reason to be in Syria. Here's what we expect of you. You stop terrorism in your country. How about you do that? How about you make sure you have enough fighting you to make sure that ISIS doesn't come into Saudi Arabia and that you have the military and the ability to keep them out. And we'll make sure you have the right weapons to do that because we just shipped them a ton of them. We'll deal with Russia. Donald Trump knows how to deal. Donald Trump is already dealing with Russia. Do you know Putin came out and went, you know, we do have nuclear weapons. We can deploy and all this. You know, when you start doing that, you're scared. Here's Putin talking about, I've got nukes. Well, congratulations. You want to get into another Cold War with the United States with a guy like Trump? Go for it. So he can talk. Let me tell you, there is no better time in the history of this country that we've been in a better position to negotiate with the Middle East, with Russia, to put pressure on Iran, which, by the way, they are still reeling right now. I know this. I'm dealing with the Iranian resistance practically daily, getting stories on the inside about that. I wish I had more time to get all this information out. There's so much in my brain. Anyway, they said the president defended his decision to withdraw troops, saying any remaining ISIS fighters could be attacked from the air. He did not say how Turkey's economy would suffer if it attacked the YPG. He just threatened them. Now they went on to finally say this. The U.S. imposed sanctions and trade tariffs on Turkey in August amidst a row over a detained U.S. pastor, contributing to a sharp drop in the value of the Turkish lira. President Andrew Brunson was released in October. Now I tell you that because I want you to understand that when Donald Trump reacts, things happen. He's already proven to Turkey, I can impact your money, and I'll do it again. And they gave in, just like that. I know what they're saying on the world stage, folks, but I want to go back to what The Rock said. Do you really believe the media?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.